Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at the RICS Consumer Guide to the Party Wall, etc. Act 1996. It's essential listening for APC and ASOT RICS candidates with any involvement in party wall work, in addition to the legal and regulatory compliance and inspection competencies. Head to our website blog to download a full copy of the guide. So, firstly, why does the Party Wall Act exist? The Act permits specific construction works at or on boundaries, excavation works and excavation and construction works of foundations within defined distances of adjacent structures. This includes works to the full thickness of party walls, party fence walls, i.e. a garden wall across a boundary, and new walls at boundaries. In summary, the Act aims to balance the interests of both owners of a party wall, allowing works to be carried out by the building owner whilst protecting the interests of the adjoining owner. This helps to mitigate disputes by ensuring works are notified to the adjoining owner in advance. If agreement is not providing in writing, then a surveyor can determine when and how the works will be carried out. If a notice or notices are not served as prescribed by the Act, legal proceedings may be pursued against the building owner. The Act only applies in England and Wales, so if you're advising clients in Scotland and Northern Ireland, then it will not apply. So, how does the Act apply to building owners? Firstly, a building owner is the party who wants to carry out works, including but not limited to cutting into a party wall, inserting a damp-proof course, demolishing and rebuilding a party wall, underpinning party structures, maintaining a party wall, excavating foundations or below-ground structures within 3 metres of a neighbour's structure and deeper than its foundations, excavating foundations or below-ground structures within 6 metres of a neighbour's structure and below a line drawn downwards at 45 degrees from the bottom of its foundations, and building a new boundary wall. Depending on the nature of the works, a minimum of 1 or 2 months' notice must be given to all adjoining owners. However, it's advisable to give as much notice as possible and to consult with the adjacent owner prior to notice being served. Before works start, written consent from the adjoining owner must be given, or a party wall award must have been published. So, how does the Act apply to adjoining owners or occupiers? An adjoining owner or occupier is a freeholder, a tenant with a lease over 1 year, or a person entitled to receive rent for property adjoining that of the building owner. An adjoining occupier who has a lease of under 1 year has no entitlement to notice, but they may still have limited rights to compensation for loss under the Act. An adjoining owner has a statutory right to notice of adjacent works to a party structure. There are a number of options when a notice is received, including consenting in writing within 14 days or withholding consent for the works. In the latter scenario, the adjoining owner must appoint an agreed surveyor, the costs of which are generally paid for by the building owner, unless, for example, a party wall is in disrepair and the costs are apportioned between the two owners. The appointed surveyor has a duty to act impartially and can therefore be appointed by both owners, reducing overall costs. Alternatively, each party can appoint their own surveyor, and a third surveyor will then be responsible for preparing the award based on the submissions of each party's surveyors. The role of the agreed surveyor or third surveyor is to prepare a party wall award, detailing the work to be carried out, when it will be carried out, and how it will be carried out. It'll also include a schedule of condition prior to the works being undertaken and grant access for the works to be carried out. The award is binding unless an appeal is made to the county court within 14 days. And finally, what are the three types of notice? A building owner can serve one of three types of party wall notice on the adjoining owner. These are a party structure notice under Section 2, a notice of adjacent excavation under Section 6, and a line of junction notice under Section 1. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.